Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We are professional organizers who are here to help you simplify your life, have an intentional life, declutter, and do all the good things. I'm your host, Amy Ravel.
And I'm your other host, Kirsty Farija. And today we have a third mic. We've got a guest in the virtual studio. And we are going to let her introduce herself.
Hi, everyone. My name's Tanya, and it's great to be here.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, Tanya?
Sure. Well, I live in Sydney and I'm a mum to three beautiful kids, married to my Cambodian husband.
How did you find out about the Art of Decluttering? Tell us how you came to be here today.
Okay. I didn't really listen to podcasts until someone recommended Two Peas in a Podcast. And they then mentioned you guys. And I went to one of the live shows, one of the Two Peas live shows, and Kirsty, you were there. And lots of people were saying, Kirsty's here, Kirsty's here. And then I really got into your podcast as well. I think you guys were the second podcast that I checked out, and it was like, oh yeah, this is great, because I was trying to organize and declutter a lot of kids' clothing at that time. So it was like really what I needed at the
time.
Was
that pre-lockdowns and COVID, Tanya? Because I'm kind of feeling that was about 12, 18 months ago. Is that right?
Yeah, well, Mandy and Kate did their one and only live show in Sydney the weekend before lockdown.
That's right. So, yes. Yeah. I know. And Mia Friedman sat next to me at that live show. Very exciting.
Oh,
I
was like, now you've made me really nervous.
Now I'm name dropping. She didn't know me. She just sat there and I said, hi, I'm Tanya. And she's like, hi, I'm Mia. And then my friend said, that's Mia Friedman. So many cool people there that night.
Yeah. And so then you started decluttering around your house, or started listening to us and wanting to declutter around your house. And how did you find that?
Yeah, I found it really good, because I would just pick on an episode when you focus on a certain area, and I would try to just focus on that little area. But I did find it, like, I was motivated by it all, but then I thought it's actually a lot more involved than like a lot of time and thought and energy goes into it, especially when you accumulate things over time and with kids and, you know. So I did make some little changes, and I was really keen to, like, get rid of things. I think just the whole mindset that you guys talk about of, you know, when you get rid of things, it's really freeing. And so I found that quite easy to do, to get rid of things, but just organizing the things that I had was sometimes tricky as well, you know.
And tell us about the kids. How old are they, and did they help with the decluttering and organizing process, or were they making the mess?
Well, you know, they're children, so I think my eldest child is the most involved in that sort of stuff. He gets quite excited about making a space look nice, but at the same time, he loves being creative and getting out all of his toys and playing and, you know. So, yeah, my younger two didn't get involved as much as my now 9-year-old. Yeah. So, but a lot of it at the beginning that I really noticed was all the clothing. That was something I found. We were given a lot of clothes for the kids and then, you know, yeah, just sorting out what was, because sometimes it would be clothes that were too big for them and then you put it away and think, oh, that's for next year or the year after. So there were clothes that they were wearing now, then there were things that they would wear later, and, you know. You know what it's like. And it's, I've got two boys. Built up. Yeah, I've got two boys, so the age gap. So I've got a 9-year-old boy and a 4-year-old boy. So I couldn't really, but I did, put some of the big clothes into the little cupboard for my youngest, but then it would be quite a while before he could wear them. So I needed to have some better systems, which Kirsty helped me with.
So tell us about that. Like, what was going on that you decided to actually give me a call and say, help?
Yeah, well, I listened to a few of your episodes. One of them was about kids with disabilities. I think, did you guys interview Mandy or?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we interviewed Mandy about twin life.
Yeah.
And we interviewed one of my girlfriends about living with kids on the autism spectrum. And
that's right. Yeah. So I listened to a few of those specific episodes where people were talking about disability, and my daughter has a disability. So our daughter has Down syndrome and she's also on the autism spectrum as well. And so when I heard those podcasts, and also Peter Walsh, oh my goodness, like he mentioned a bit of that as well and those implications. Yeah, and I just thought, okay, I need to ring these people and have a chat and see what we can arrange. So, yeah, and I was so excited that we could access NDIS funding for this as well, because I didn't even think about that. Because usually you just think, oh, the disability funding is for the therapies for the child and or equipment, you know, to make toileting easier or things like that. But I thought that really makes sense that you can use this for services like decluttering. And I was like, whoa, this is exciting. So, yeah, I had a chat with Kirsty last year and, yeah, made some appointments to. So Kirsty and Rachel came in and it was awesome. It was so good.
Yeah. What areas did you tackle, Tanya?
Oh, well, there were lots of different areas that I had in mind. Some of the things that – so there were a few sessions. One of the sessions was the kitchen. So, you know, we spend a lot of time as a family in the kitchen. And, yeah, Kirsty helped me think about what's the function of every – like – because I was saying, she was asking me, what are the hard things about the kitchen? And I was like, oh, you know, the cups are right up there and the kids can't reach them, so they always rely on us. Like some kind of common sense things, but when you're just used to it all the time, you just don't really.
And when you're juggling a million things in your head like you are, when you're dealing with your, like you've got so much. You're a wonderful wife, an amazing mum. You're doing appointments for all three of your children, but particularly for one of them. You're trying to navigate NDIS and NDIS funding and all the things that come with the National Disability Insurance Scheme. There's a lot going on for you. And so having somebody else come in and have fresh eyes on it really helped in this situation.
It really did. Yeah, that's right. And I think I always knew that stuff was important, but I just had a lot of other priorities that I had to focus on beforehand. So
yeah.
Yeah, and last year was the first year that my daughter went off to big school. So she's in a specialist school where they have six kids in the class and two teachers, and, you know, she gets all the, you know, they're fantastic. They've got individual plans for each child and they're really great. So last year was the first year that I thought, okay, on those days I'm going to be able to focus on all of this stuff. And then, of course, lockdown happened. You know, the year wasn't what any of us expected it to be. But the fact that when they did go back to school, you know, by the second half of last year, I could have you guys come in, and I was like, wow, I just felt like I was so getting so much done in just a few hours, which I wouldn't have been able to do by myself. Like, it would have taken so much longer.
Yeah, and so, I think that's a really important thing. Speak for a moment to other parents who, like you, have kids with additional needs and have NDIS funding. How did that all work? Like, share with us the nitty-gritty of, are you plan-managed or self-managed? And
yeah,
were there any troubles accessing decluttering services through the plan? And also the complexities of having such so much on your plate.
Yeah. So I'm both plan managed and self managed. You can be one or the other, or you can be combined. So I have a bit of both. The self managed, I think, gave me a bit more flexibility. So that's what I used for your services. And yeah, it was very straightforward. There were no issues. I was like, wow, that was too easy. And I think I said to you, Kirsty, this is like, I was just so happy that we could use that, because I thought it was such an important thing for the functioning of our whole family. And when the whole family is going well and things are running smoothly, it really benefits the child with additional needs. And that's,
it frees you up, like, when you're not burdened by, oh, I've got to get this kitchen sorted.
Because I think all the other therapists, I mean, not that you're a therapist, but like the speechy, the OT, they give you work to do. Like, they'll say you have a session and then they'll say, I really want you to work on this with your daughter. And then there's all these kind of things you have to do before the next time. And they're all lovely and they're awesome.
Yeah, but it's so much.
But it's like, okay, I'll try and squeeze that into my week and, you know, make sure you try this and work on this with your daughter. But when you guys came, you weren't giving me extra things to do. You were actually taking a lot of my tasks off my shoulders and you were doing it for me, like even just taking away the stuff. Even just the whole, I really appreciated how you asked the questions and got me thinking about, you know, what's the function, how often do you use this space, you know, you just asked some really good questions that helped me even later when I was doing some things on my own. I could just think, I could have you in my head. I just imagine you're right there asking me questions, or even just talking to my kids about how often do you use this toy? And, you know, I could use those strategies with them. So that was really worthwhile.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So we did your kitchen. Yeah. We did the boys' bedroom.
Yeah, the boys' bedroom. That was, yeah, they were so excited about that. We converted one little area into the Lego play area. And organized a lot of their clothing and under the bed. Oh, that's right. Another one was all the stuff under my bed.
Yes. That's what I was like. And then we did the linen cupboard and your under bed storage.
Sentimental boxes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We did a bit of Emma's clothes as well, which was really tricky for you.
That was early on. Yeah. And the children's books.
And yes, I was getting to that. I was like, the other thing that was really tricky for you is because you are a teacher.
Yes.
And
I love children's books.
You love children's books. So it was, that was, so talk to us about, like, you don't have to go into the specifics of what went on, but more around like the mindset, like what shifted, like what had to shift in your mind for you to be able to let go of things? Because there's like, there's lots going on for you in your mindset.
Yeah. I mean, some things are really easy to get rid of. And then the sentimental things I found harder to get rid of. I think things from the past, you know. Yeah, because it is interesting when you stop and think about why am I holding on to these things. I mean, clothing, that's really easy from my perspective, clothing to get rid of. But then some little sentimental notes or, you know, something that reminds me of my dad or because my dad's passed away and the things that kind of represent special people or a special time or something, it's hard to just throw it away.
And what did you do with them? I assume that Kirst didn't make you chuck away all your important things.
No, she was kind. I didn't feel pressured. Like I thought it was helpful questioning, and sometimes there were moments where you're like, but I know that at the end of the day she wouldn't make me get rid of anything I didn't want to. So I understood that. But sometimes she would say, why does your son need this many pairs of school socks? Like, they're all the same. Like, you know, so that was straightforward. It made sense. We created sentimental boxes that day.
For the kids as well as you?
For all five of us. Yeah, so mine has a lot in it. my eldest son's has quite a lot, and then the other three don't have much. We're the two very sentimental people.
Or you just gave up collecting things. You went, firstborn, I'll collect everything, and then like, I'm too busy to do it all now.
Exactly. So he's has things from like playgroup and like,
yeah.
I'm like, you don't need to keep that. He's like, oh, it's really nice. So anyway.
The other thing that was really interesting working with you was the cultural differences that your union with your husband has made.
Yeah.
And you lived in Cambodia for many years as well. So you understand his culture a lot. And there's cultural things that came into play in your home. Like, for instance, he goes and buys Cambodian rice in massive sizes.
Oh, I forgot about that. We had like a 20K bag of rice.
Yeah.
Which was in a big cupboard
as well, so that you can pour it in the pot.
It's so heavy. Yeah.
So that, like, I found that really interesting because, I mean, I am fortunate enough to have been to Cambodia. Yeah, so it wasn't a complete, like, it smelling the rice took me back to Cambodia, and it wasn't a completely foreign culture for me to be able to understand when I spoke to you. But it was just, it was very interesting as well to see that the dynamic of the two cultures being played out in your home.
Yeah, and that's right, because the rice had its own cupboard. Like, it was, you know.
It had a shed out the back.
Because Kirsty was like, so if the rice isn't there, what's the purpose of that cupboard? And so in the end, we found a new home for the rice in the kitchen area and got rid of the cupboard and got rid of some other bits of furniture that, created a bit more space in that room.
What does that look like now, having worked with Kirsty and Rachel, when things go busy, or when you have to do a hospital trip, or when therapy happens, or when you want to have people over for dinner? Has there been like real life workings out where the benefit has shown its way through?
I think the immediate thing was just the ease of using the kitchen and kids being able to get everything themselves because they were down low and, you know, basic stuff like that. But then we did have a few spontaneous visitors come midweek, you know, just random times. And I thought, oh, I don't feel like it's chaos in here. Like, I just was, I don't know, I just feel like, oh, there's space, you know. There, one of my husband's friends stayed for a couple of nights because he lives quite far away and had some work in the area, and it was a bit last minute. And so he was like, oh, you know, so-and-so's coming to stay for a couple of nights. And I'm like, that's cool. There's space, you know. And it wasn't, I didn't feel like we had to clear away a lot of things to make space. It was, I mean, not that it's like, it wasn't disastrous or anything.
It was not at all disastrous when we walked in, no.
But, you know, when you just have that sort of what you, a standard that you want when you've got visitors and that sort of thing. So it was just, I don't know, we could be a bit more spontaneous. And
are the kids more able to pack up after themselves?
Yeah, I mean, it's an ongoing thing, to be perfectly honest.
Let's be honest.
It's not like a magical ending. But
and they're still little.
Yeah, so Luke, our youngest is 4. Emma is 7 with an intellectual disability. So she is kind of younger than Luca intellectually. So they're kind of, but I think if we make it fun, like, you know, if we put a song on and say, let's all try to get this room tidied up before the song finishes, if we make it fun like that, it goes pretty well. So, you know, but it's the process.
Absolutely.
And sometimes they create things, like the boys love trains and everything, and they'll create a whole thing, and then they're like, oh, let's just pack the trains but not the tracks because, you know, we want to use it again
tomorrow.
Spend
all that time.
Yeah, like they really put a whole lot of heart into their creations with Lego as well. And so, yeah, I've just got to think of ways to display something and then make it look neat so we can vacuum and things.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Tanya, for sharing a bit of your story with us. Thank you for
pleasure.
Thank you for being my client. You were such a joy to work with. The laughter and the tears that we shared.
Yeah, I know, exactly. No, I really I've been recommending you guys to lots of people, and I just think it's awesome. And yeah, I think you guys do a really great job. Made a difference in my life.
Thank you. Hey, Amy, do you have a review to read?
Today's review is titled Fantastic Tips and Tricks to Motivate, and it's a 5-star review. And how's this for a cool handle on Apple Podcasts? The kids can call you Hooju. That's literally what it's called. I love that. The kids can call you Hooju. Bay Wright, I just discovered this amazing podcast this morning. Oh, that's awesome. I stumbled upon it while I was looking for something relevant to listen while I started my decluttering journey. I am so grateful that I did. I've learned so much about how to tackle every single aspect of the overwhelming job of decluttering. So many fantastic tips and tricks. Listening to this podcast has really helped to motivate me and spur me on. Thank you, ladies. Keep up the great work. We shall keep up the great work. And today we would like a special group of people to leave a podcast review, and that is if you have ever lived in Cambodia.
Oh.
So if, and I'm just going to put a qualifier on it. I'm going to say that living there has to be 10 weeks or more. So we're going really specific. So, listener, if you do qualify this week, I mean, anyone can write a podcast review, but if you have lived in Cambodia for more than 10 weeks, you pretty much have to, otherwise we're not going to get a review this week. And actually, Tanya, you might just have to leave a review.
Well, I can think of a couple of friends I can
excellent. Hook them up.
Yeah.
It was so lovely to meet you, Tanya. And yay, listeners, thank you for joining us. Come over to our Facebook community and tell us what your bit of gold was out of today's episode, and encourage Tanya in her decluttering journey. We will see you next week.
Bye.
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 Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.